Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there in Radioland. Welcome to Tech Talk, a fun technology show that's completely accessible and not full of any of that confusing technical jargon. Can you imagine a show without gigahertz this, megapixel that, terabyte this? Who needs that geek speak, I say? But while we use plain English on this show, we still cover all the coolest tech toys, including laptops, HD TVs, stereos, mobile phones, portable MP3 players, camcorders, GPS navigation units, and digital cameras. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Speaking of cameras, share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Hey, it is Mother's Day, and if I may, I'd like to wish my mom, Honey, a happy Mother's Day. Yes, that's her name, Honey. I'm not calling my mom Honey. Dwayne's looking at me. Dude, what's up with that? My mom's name is Honey. That's because she's very sweet, okay? I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Look forward to seeing you later. And, of course, a big happy Mother's Day to my wife, Kelly, another awesome mom. And I hope I didn't butcher your breakfast in bed too much this morning with the kids. You know, I tried to tell my 5-year-old twins and 3.5-year-old that jam doesn't really go well with eggs, but I don't think they really listened. In any event, speaking of women, one of the hottest high-tech purchases among the fairer sex is digital cameras, and for good reason. Prices are dropping all the time, yet they're becoming a lot more powerful, easier to use, and smaller, more compact. Keep them in your purse. And they're getting pretty stylish, too, with slender bodies, sometimes in pink and other non-traditional fashionable colors for a digital camera. And, of course, boys love their toys, too. Digital cameras are also a popular pick among guys, whether it's the tiny, what we call point-and-shoot digital cameras, or the bigger, bulkier digital SLR or single-lens reflex cameras. And who better to talk to about cameras than Henry's, the Canadian-owned and operated chain of photography stores for both amateurs and pros alike. So joining me in the studio this hour to answer your questions about buying a new digital camera is Henry's Trevor Sherwin. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to tell our listeners about the terrific grand prize in a moment that you provided, and thank you for bringing that down. But let's give out the numbers in case you have a question, comment about what to look for in a digital camera, how to get more out of it. If you've bought one, maybe you received one over the holidays and you're still struggling with how to take a good picture with it, give us a call. Here are the numbers to call in this hour: 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. If you're outside of the GTA or on your cell phone, it's simply star talk. That's star 8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Again, to have your say on News Talk 1010 this hour on Tech Talk, give us a call in Toronto, 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, star 8255 on your cell phone, also free. All right, here's what we're going to do. Everybody who gets on the air with a comment or question related to our theme, which is shopping for a digital camera or getting more out of your digital camera, you're eligible for a callback at the end of the show, just before 1 p.m. If we choose your name randomly from our proverbial hat, we pull your name out and call you, you have to answer the phone with the secret phrase and you'll win a Nikon Coolpix S510 digital camera, courtesy of our friends at Henry's. So all you have to do is answer the phone, and here is our secret phrase. You may want to jot it down. Don't say hello. When you pick up the phone at the end of the show, you want to say, "I want a digital camera from News Talk 1010 CFRB. That's all you have to say. Don't say hello or we're going to hang up, go to the next caller, and see if they win. It's cruel, but hey, that's showbiz. 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone in Toronto, 416-872-1010. I'm joined by Henry's Trevor Sherwin, not Henry Sherman from Trevor's. The chain is called Henry's, and we're joined by Trevor Sherwin, and you can win a Nikon Coolpix S510 just for having your question on the air. Pick up the phone at the end of the show, say, "I want a digital camera," from News Talk 1010 CFRB, and it's yours. All right, while we wait for the lines to light up, Trevor Sherwin, thank you again for joining us in the studio on this fine Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And let's talk digital photography this hour. It's a very popular, it's funny because some people say, "Oh, I don't like technology at all. I'm not into it." Meanwhile, they love their digital camera. And why not? You get to archive these precious once-in-a-lifetime memories and enjoy them over and over again, whether it's printing them out like we used to do, or putting them on a digital photo frame, or even just emailing them and looking at them on your computer. there are so many ways now to enjoy and share photography, these pictures that you've taken, and better gear in which to take it with. So these digital cameras are very hot. Let's start off with, we keep saying digital camera, digital SLR. Let's quickly summarize, what is digital again compared to the older film cameras?
Oh, easy. I mean, with the old days, we had our film. We bought film, we put it in our camera, and it was just one way of recording an image. Nowadays, you just do it electronically. So you do away with film altogether, and you get to, I guess, that instant gratification of seeing your image.
Right. So that's one advantage. You can see the photo immediately after you've taken it on the back of the digital camera. You don't like it because someone was blinking, you delete it. So digital, using those little zeros and ones, also means good quality as well, and that it's easy to copy it over to another digital device like a computer to store long term.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, now at this point where we're at in digital photography, the quality has actually gone past what most consumer films have ever been doing, and especially that of any of the pro films too. So Yeah, as you said, get it on the computer, play with it, do with what you will. You get to have some fun.
And you no longer have to go to that local photo mat to drop off your film and then wait for it to be processed. Sometimes they did it in an hour, but you had to pay more for it. Now you can do it yourself. You can pick and choose what you want to print off, if any at all. And we put a little digital photo frame in our kitchen, and we love it. And when we have guests over, they love seeing this slideshow of our kids playing, and you can even add music to these things. So they're pretty cool. We could talk a bit about digital photo frames this hour as well. But as many of our listeners know, Henry's is a leader in photography. There are those big box electronic stores that sell everything, TVs and MP3 players and cell phones and stereo systems and computers. But you guys, Henry's, you special in cameras and camcorders, imaging equipment.
Yeah, we have our little catchphrase, shoot it, store it, show it. And that really covers everything from the capture device, be it a camera or video camera, to the computer, and then on to the output devices, whether that's a digital photo frame, as you mentioned, maybe a computer once again, or perhaps projectors, TVs, all that kind of stuff as well.
Now, this hour, we're going to take a break in a moment and then go jump right into the lines. But this hour, what I would like to get from you, Trevor, is, you know, a couple of things. You know, how many megapixels is enough? We keep hearing this word megapixel. It means a million little dots that make up the image. I want to ask you, how many is enough? Because they seem to go up and up. They were 6, and now they're 8, and then 10. Now there's 12 megapixel cameras. I want to ask you, is this the be-all, end-all? I think I know the answer, but I want to pick your brain as an expert. I want to ask you about flash. A lot of people seem to think they can take a picture in the dark of something 10 feet away with a little point and shoot pocket digital camera. We'll talk about, you know, how to best use your flash, and also what are SLRs? We hear about single lens reflex, and how much better are they than the pocket sized point and shoot camera? So this is what I want to get out of you this hour. Cool?
For sure.
And I'm sure some of our callers will also have similar questions. To remind all of our listeners, you are eligible to win a brand new Nikon Coolpix S510. I believe it retails for about $200.
It's a
nice digital camera from our folks at Henry's, our friends at Henry's. All you have to do is get on the air with a question or comment about photography, and you will, if you're lucky, you'll get a call back at the end of the show. Answer the phone with the secret phrase, which is, I won a digital camera from Newstalk 1010 CFRB. Wonderful Mother's Day gift. And that prize is yours. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. But it is 1217. So let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Back to Tech Talk. Talk about a picture perfect show. We're talking about photography this hour with Henry's Trevor Sherwin. Welcome back to the show, Trevor.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I know at one point I'm going to call you Henry, just because the name of the chain that you represent is a person's name.
Yeah, you know, I get that a lot.
I've got some cold medicine flowing through me. You get that a lot?
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Hi, is Henry there?
No, I'm not him.
All right. If you want to go to the Henry's website, it's henrys.com, no apostrophe in the website, so henrys.com. My guest this hour is Trevor Sherwin. He is the manager of Henry's Staff Development and School of Imaging, teaching basically the employees at Henry's how to best sell the products based on what the customer needs, which is handy to have you on this type of show.
Yep.
Because every caller who might have a question for you may have different requirements out of what they need. They
sure
may need what's called macro photography, where they like to take pictures of butterflies and flowers up close, or something that might require like a telephoto zoom lens, right?
Sure.
All right. So you are eligible. Our listeners are eligible to win a brand new Nikon Coolpix S510. It's an 8.1 megapixel point and shoot digital camera with 3x zoom and a big 2.5-inch LCD screen on the back. All you have to do is get your question on the air, and you are eligible for a callback just before 1 p.m. Say the secret phrase, which I'll give out again in a couple moments, and this camera is yours. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. So, Trevor, why don't we jump right into the calls? We see that we've got a jam board here, so let's dive right in. Marion, thank you for calling. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, it's me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I just, I'm a bit of a Luddite. My VCR flashes the time.
That's all right. You're not alone.
So I've never used a digital camera. And I do have a computer. So what I'm interested in is something obviously for a beginner, easy to use, and something that I can use for advertising on online that, like, say, could zoom in on jewelry.
Okay. All right. No, it's a great question, Trevor.
Well, what type are these jewelry, like rings, necklaces,
yeah,
that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're doing that, you need to look for a camera that's going to be able to focus close, and most do, but certain models perform better than others at this particular task. But the nice thing is that I really do feel that a lot of digital cameras, even the ones, you know, that price $200 or $2,000, can be made to work just as simply from one to the next. They just kind of differ in shape and size a little bit. For your needs for jewelry, that's the one thing you really have to look for when you're going out to buy the camera. Mm-hmm. You have to look for that camera that says, okay, I can focus very close and, mm-hmm. and go from there.
And that's often called macro photography.
That's called macro photography.
Right. Okay. Great. I took a picture of a butterfly in our backyard last summer, and I'm not the best picture taker, and it worked out great, but the first couple were blurry, and I just had to go back even farther and zoom in. I found that when I was physically really close, it didn't look as good, but I guess it's all about trial and error and what the lighting conditions are like, if it's indoor, outdoor.
Yeah, it's a couple extra tricks you can use. A lot of cameras have those burst modes. And you can just blast off a bunch of shots at once. You'll have to filter through them on your computer later. But,
right.
You know, if you took 5-6 shots of the same thing.
You just delete the ones you don't like.
Exactly.
Oh, good point. Thanks. Let's chat with Gary in North York, who is eligible for a call back at the end of the show. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Mark and Trevor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, our family finally purchased a PC, a home PC. And now I think we're one of the last people on the face of the earth that don't have a digital camera. And so we're looking to purchase a digital camera for our family vacations only. And we'd like to know how much should we spend on our first digital camera?
Well, you say vacation shots only, right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, say you probably want something pocketable that you can carry around with you, right?
Yeah, like, you know, we're on the beach or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, you don't have to break the bank. Certainly, if you budgeted for, say, $500, you know, you'd be well within a really great range. Because just remember, the one thing about digital cameras is you can't just look at the price tag of the camera itself.
Right.
There's a few things you're still going to need to buy. If you're traveling with it, you're going to need a bigger memory card.
Okay.
You want to carry a spare battery with you at all times, especially if you're traveling.
Right.
You know, so just... Mm-hmm. If the camera was, say, $300, and I'm just pulling a price out of the air here,
okay.
You know, expect $100 to $150 of accessories to really make it proper.
Okay.
Because you get the bare minimum in the box.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for that call. Yeah, because I know that when you're out on vacation, you might not bring a computer with you. So you want to bring a memory card that can store hundreds or even thousands of photos because you have nowhere to go and dump them off onto a PC.
Yeah, it's true.
And also, if I can add, Trevor, if I may, some waterproof cameras I've played around with are pretty neat, like the Olympus, Stylus series.
Yep.
They have the new 1030 SW, I believe it's called. It's waterproof up to, I think, four or five feet. It's freeze-proof, crush-proof, dust-proof, and shock-proof.
Yeah.
It's a kind of neat little camera. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a great camera. Our commercial department sells a lot of those to contractors.
Oh, yeah,
because
for sure.
They're
so
durable.
Beating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't need to buy those ugly plastic cases that go around on it. Of course, you can't go scuba diving with it. That would be too deep. Sorry. Scuba diving, but you can go snorkeling.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. Great. We're chatting with Trevor Sherwin from Henry's, the camera experts, about what to look for in a digital camera. You're eligible to win a brand new Nikon Coolpix S510. We're going to take one more break in a moment, but I want to ask Trevor myself. We hear about megapixel this, megapixel that. Can you explain what that is and how much is enough in a pocket-sized point-and-shoot camera?
Well, megapixels are really... quite straightforward. It's just a term used to describe how many little light sensitive spots there are on the camera sensor. If you had, say, 1,000 pixels wide by 1,000 pixels high, you multiply those numbers together,
right.
You know, you're going to get a million pixels, right? Okay. Just to keep the math straightforward.
With a 5-megapixel digital camera, can you print off, say, an 8x10 without it looking grainy?
Yeah, like 5 megapixels is about the minimum you'd want to be able to make up to an 8x10.
Right.
More megapixels won't mean better quality at like a 4x6 or 8x10.
Yeah.
What it means is you could print bigger or you could crop in more.
Right. That's what I've said on this show before. I'm glad you're confirming what I've said. That makes me feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Sweet.
More megapixels means two things. You can blow up a poster-sized print, and or you can crop in, which is like to zoom in on your computer, isolate, say, one child's face out of 10 and make that a 5x7, and it won't look as grainy when you're talking about less megapixels.
That's right.
Now, we got to take a short break. When we return, we're going to chat more with Trevor Sherwin from Henry's, collect more names to be eligible for that giveaway, and, of course, answer your questions about looking for a digital camera. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Nice little Duran Duran action. Gonna bust out my pastel Don Johnson jacket, put a little hairspray in my hair, and go buy this Duran Duran Greatest Hits on vinyl. Lovely. Thanks, Dwayne. Good job there. And thanks for listening to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Why did you hear Girls on Film? Heading into the second half of Tech Talk, that's because we're joined by Trevor Sherwin. He is a photography expert at Henry's. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks you.
And we are taking your calls about buying a digital camera, whether it's your first, your next digital camera, or if you've already bought a digital camera and you want some tips on how to get more out of it, we will help you this second half of the show as well. And let's just cover the prize again. Courtesy of our friends at Henry, we've got a Nikon Coolpix S510. This is a pocket-size 8.1-megapixel digital camera that has 3x zoom, some image stabilization. We'll talk about that in a few moments. And it's yours for free, just for being the lucky winner today. All you have to do is get your question on the air, and you are eligible for a callback just before 1 p.m. You're going to give our lovely screener, Jill Malbouf, your name and phone number. We're going to pick a name out of the hat randomly, answer the phone with our secret phrase, and you can win this wonderful Mother's Day gift. It's a Nikon Coolpix S510. What do you have to say when you answer the phone? Do not say hello. You want to say this. I want a digital camera from News Talk 1010 CFRB. If you do that, it's yours. So, all right, let's get back to the lines. 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area. In the GTA, 416-872-1010 and star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Trevor Sherwin is my guest from Henry's. Why don't we go right back to the lines, Trevor?
Sure thing.
All right, let's start with Tom from Cabbage Town. He's been waiting the longest. Hey, Tom, thanks for holding on.
Hey, I don't have a digital camera, and I'm going to buy one before my summer vacation. And what I wanted to ask is, of course, I want good pictures, so I'm thinking of something idiot-proof. But what I'm more interested in is a camera that's easy to use, you know, easy to download, easy to delete, easy to review your pictures on, because I'm not very tech-savvy.
Mm-hmm. So, Trevor, walk me through, how do most digital cameras work when you want to transfer photos over to the computer?
You just plug them in through the USB cable that's supplied in the box. Every computer's had that on it since
About 5 years or so,
remember.
Yeah. And you just plug it into the computer. You plug one end into the computer, one end into the camera, and then you turn the camera on. And usually what will happen, I know with Windows, and I think you're a Mac user, but definitely a little window will pop up and ask you if you want to import your photos into a program. And then once you click yes, you can choose to delete them off the card, which is in the camera, or keep a copy on there. And then you've got that on your PC, so you can edit them, email them, print them off, you name it.
Yeah, as far as simple goes, Tom, the connecting to the computer part, Windows and Mac have got you covered for that one. You don't have to do a whole lot there.
Yeah, I even tell
but
people,
even the controls on the camera itself.
Right, good point.
You know, because some cameras get really complicated with, you know, 23 buttons.
Right.
Yeah,
is there a particular make or model, Trevor, that you feel comfortable, you know, suggesting on the air? Do you think there are some cameras that do better at the interface than others?
Some do, some don't. Mm-hmm. But really what you're looking for in a camera is just to, first of all, you have to go into a store and touch it and feel it.
Yeah, good
you
point.
You know, like you can't just go on nothing. But just go out there And I would say look at any of the entry-level point-and-shoot cameras. Most of them have very few buttons on them, and they're all automatic. So, I mean, it's push the button down, it will take a picture. But if certainly if you want a little bit more help along the way, Henry's has got our School of Imaging, and we offer courses on these cameras. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're going away on a trip or something, take one of those, and then you get, you know, the real 101 to it.
Okay, here's my really dumb 101 tip that surprisingly I was impressed with him. And when I share this with other people, they're like, wow, I didn't know that. Even though I know those shutter bugs out in Radio Land are going to roll their eyes over this one. Here's a great tip. If you find that with your digital camera, when you press down on the shutter button, that the subject, whoever you're taking the picture of, is looking blurry, here's the tip. You want to press the shutter button down halfway, which is telling your camera it's to getting ready to autofocus. Then when the subject is doing what you want it to do, like your child smiling, then you press down all the way and it'll take a much better picture. In other words, going from 0 to 10 doesn't look as good as going from 5 to 10 because you'll get that picture more immediately than when you start with your finger off the button altogether. Are you laughing at me, Trevor?
Absolutely. I'm laughing because, you know, it's one of the most common things, and it's been around long since there were digital cameras.
It works.
But it's the greatest tip in the world.
Most people don't know that. I was just at my kid's school, and I saw all these parents with their finger off the button altogether. Then they press down, and then they're like, oh, yeah, it's blurry.
Just kind of mash the button and like, oh,
I always tell everybody, press down halfway. Usually get a little visual indicator as well that your camera's autofocusing. Then press down all the way, going from halfway down to all the way down, and you'll take a much better picture.
Yeah, the only caveat to that is just make sure once the camera says it's focused, your subject doesn't get further from you or closer to you.
Yeah, what I do is that I let go and I do it again.
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, let's go to Virginia in Scarborough. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
I don't know how you would call this, but I bought my camera and I bought a little black battery came with it, you know, that you recharge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Europe and I'm taking pictures and all of a sudden the battery went out. So what I was thinking of getting is another battery pack so
absolutely.
That I have a spare one.
Yeah, that's one of like the must-haves for any digital camera. Carry two batteries always, especially when it gets cold, because one little photo trick I've got is when the batteries do get below 0 degrees, they tend not to operate very well. The camera will say it's dead, but it's not. So if you have one battery in your pocket staying nice and warm, and then one in the camera, you know, when the one in the camera says, oh, I'm dead because I'm cold, flip them.
Also, a tip is I was just in England and then I went to Russia, and my wife bought me for less than $20 at Costco. It was like a travel accessory power kit. So you have all those little adapters that go on the back of things like your rechargeable battery pack that you put in the wall. You're going to need to fit in the different country or in the different electrical socket. So you often need an adapter, not a converter, just a regular adapter.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So make sure you get one of those too. Let's go to Joan in Scarborough for a quick call. Hi, Joan. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. What I'm calling for is I wanted to get a digital video camera, and primarily for sports for my grandchildren, the hockey, soccer, and baseball. And I want to know what to look for, like stabilizers and zoom and such.
Our first question about camcorders,
yes.
Trevor.
All right. Well, as far as camcorders go, these days you can get them very small, memory card-based type cameras. For your particular application in sports, you'll probably want to look at something with a higher optical zoom.
So high zoom, right.
Yeah.
Now, there's optical zoom and there's digital zoom. Optical is the more important one because that's truly when the lens sort of protrudes out of the camera and goes close. Is that a word, protrude?
Yeah, you're using glass to magnify, right?
So it's going closer to the subject physically opposed to digital zoom, which is sort of guessing where those pixels would be if it was closer.
Yeah, net effect of digital zoom, blurry pictures.
All right. Now, quickly, what is a good optical zoom to look for in a camcorder if you're shooting kids that are playing sports?
Well, certainly I would say anything above 10 times is great.
So 10x.
And even if your camera only has a 10 times because you determine this is the one you want, you can always buy teleconversion lenses too, which will add that extra little bit to it.
Oh,
and you can kind of take those on and off as you see fit for the event you're at.
Awesome. We're chatting with Henry's Trevor Sherwin. We're going to take a short break, go back to the lines to take your questions and comments about photography, and of course get some more names in the hat to give away that Nikon Coolpix S510. But it is 12:40. Let's do that. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. A little Jay Giles Band for you on this lovely Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day. Jay Giles Band, Freeze Frame. I think they also had another song related to photography. Anyone? Centerfold. Remember Centerfold? All right, I'm sorry. I've been working for Playboy magazine too long. All right. Oh, and a Canadian from Port Perry is the Playmate of the Year. How's that, eh? Go Canucks. All right. Is that what they call them these days? All right, I'm going to keep it clean. We are chatting about photography today on Tech Talk, on News Talk 1010 CFRB. We are joined by Trevor Sherwin from Henry's, the leaders, the Canadian-owned and operated chain of photography stores for both amateurs and pros alike. Welcome back to the show, Trevor.
Hey, thanks.
We are taking your calls about digital photography. There's a lot of great questions out there, whether it's what to look for when you're shopping for your first or next digital camera, because features change all the time, and it seems to be its own language, which is what we're trying to help decipher this hour, but as well, how to take better photos. You've already invested in a digital camera, maybe you received one as a guest, but it's collecting dust because you're intimidated by it. So we are here to answer your questions. Trevor is the head of Henry's Staff Development and School of Imaging Department at henrys.com/school. As a little thank you to a lucky listener, we're going to give away a Nikon Coolpix S510. This is a pocket-sized digital camera. So give us a call. We're going to call someone back randomly at the end of the show. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which I've given out a number of times, and it's yours. 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or star 8255 on your cell phone. You know who's been waiting a while? Ian from Scarborough. Ian, you're on News Talk 1010.
Why, thank you very much. Now, two questions. One is, I have a Pentax 35mm. I've also got six lenses. Is there a Pentax body that I can adapt, a digital Pentax body I can adapt my lenses to?
Absolutely.
And
you can thank
thank you very much.
Because everybody else has made it very, very difficult, but Pentax will make it very, very simple. Are they the bayonet mount or the screw mounts?
I've got the adapter. I've got the screw mount.
Then you've got everything you need.
I've got the adapter for the bayonet from screw mount to bayonet.
Perfect.
And I've also got one bayonet mount.
Then you're done. All you need to look at is one of Pentax's digital SLRs, either the K200 or K20.
Oh, good, because, yeah, well, that's my... the other question is the LCD screens on the photo frames, how long do they last for?
Oh, geez. Longer than the frame, probably.
Oh, good.
They go for quite a while. No, you'd have to have one image on it for days before you'd have any kind of burn-in problems.
Oh, that's good. No, mm-hmm. We were just wondering, like, you know, because, you know, you talk about the TVs and everything, and...
Total myth. Blown out of proportion.
Yeah, I also thought with LCD, which is the technology they use on the back of cameras, they don't suffer burn-in opposed to plasma.
Yeah, plasmas do.
Right,
LCDs, if, you know.
Yeah, well, there's no reason why you'd have that one image on your screen for days anyways. Because the battery would turn it off if you left it on
exactly.
Anyhow, but so it's kind of a moot point. Hey, let's go to Andrew in Guelph. Thanks for calling, Andrew.
Thanks for taking my call.
Are you a camera enthusiast or are you more of a newbie?
I'm probably a cross between the two.
Alrighty.
I'm looking at upgrading, and I'm just wondering how important it is to get the SLR feature in a digital camera.
All right, let's talk about what are SLR cameras,
Trevor? Well, SLR cameras are the ones with interchangeable lenses, and they'll offer you more, basically better performance, if you really want to think of it that way. A point-and-shoot kind of goes and does 80% of the job, and they're generally more automatic and have all the automatic features. The SLRs have the automatic features, but will give you a better resulting image.
Right. And where does the name single lens reflex comes in?
Well, there's one lens on it. There's a mirror that flips up and down, and it's a reflex action. So single lens reflex.
So unlike point-and-shoot digital cameras where you're looking through a viewfinder, it's not really what the lens sees.
That's right.
That's basically, it's off an inch or so.
Yeah. Digital SLRs, you look through the lens, you see everything exactly as it is optically,
right,
rather than like on the back of the screen,
right,
which doesn't perform that well in low light.
Some have that, like Sony has that, where you can see on the back of their alpha digital SLRs, you can actually
see. That's a new feature. I'm still undecided on this for some respects.
I just saw their A350, that's why I was
talking. The 350 got it right.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
other ones without the screen moving, uh-huh. I'm not so sure.
We got to take another short break, but so quick summary, SLR, those bigger, bulkier your cameras that you often see hanging around some shutterbug's neck, and that offers better quality photos, more or less, faster performance, faster startup times, interchangeable lenses, like the caller, the second last caller who has Pentax lenses that can fit on that, so wide angle or telephoto or macro, and those are all the benefits, but the trade-off is the size and to a lesser extent, the price as well.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, more on your more with your calls on digital photography. We'll be right back. Nice, nice, Dwayne. Good job. Centerfold from Jake Hiles Band. We're like pulling out all the stops here. Any photography-related song, we're throwing it at you. Hope you're having fun this hour and learning something, too. I certainly am. We've got Henry's Trevor Sherwin with us, teaching us about digital photography. Welcome back to the show, Trevor.
Cool.
Answering all the questions from our listeners about what to look for when they're shopping for a digital camera, whether it's a tiny point-and-shoot model or a bulkier SLR or single-lens reflex camera, as well as how to get more. I'd love to invite callers to have questions about tips on getting more out of your photo taking. Let's go to Mario in Mississauga. You're on News Talk 1010, and you're eligible for a callback in about 3 minutes to win a prize. But, hey, Mario, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was just wondering regarding to the cards, the memory cards. I have heard some comments and they only last for so long. And I'm just wondering if there's any cards out there that you can depend more than others.
To some extent, yes. Mm-hmm. Your more reputable manufacturers, your SanDisks, your Lexars, and so on, they actually warranty their cards for quite a long period of time, and they're a little more battle tested, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they also have a Pro series.
Yeah,
on some
which
of these.
Are which read and write faster.
Right. Hey, Rashid from Burlington, you're on News Talk 1010. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My quick question is: I am looking a camera for taking a pictures, especially in evening and night. Mm-hmm. I have a Sony 6 megapixel, but did not give me a good response. Especially nighttime pictures.
All right, nighttime photography, Trevor.
Hey, simple answer, you need a digital SLR.
Right.
Those cameras will perform much, much better in low light than a comparable point and shoot. And nighttime photography is, in fact, the toughest out there to go and learn to take pictures.
And do you need to take you have to buy a separate flash and screw it onto the top of the SLR?
Yeah, you may or may not need a flash. You also may want to just use available light. And that's where digital SLRs give you all the flexibility because you can attach a flash, you can shoot just available light at high ISO speeds. Like, a lot of flexibility there.
Okay. You know what time it is, Trevor?
What time is it?
It's time to turn the tables on a call-in radio show and call the listener back and see if they remember the secret phrase. And they will win this digital camera courtesy of Henry's, henrys.com, and locations near you. So let's see if they remember the secret phrase, okay? Dwayne, our tech op, is going to dial a number here. Oh, he's covering his hand, dialing, and covering his eyes, picking a number randomly. All right, good job. Let's see here. Oh, the tension.
Yep.
Don't say hello. Don't say hello. All right, Dwayne, we got to go to the next caller. Time is of the essence. I don't know who that was, but you weren't by your phone.
Uh-oh.
That's it. Let's see if we can give away this.
Wrong time to take a bathroom break.
Mother's Day gift. And if you're a guy who's winning, give it away to somebody else's. Yeah, right.
I won a digital camera radio, a camera on News Talk Radio CFRB.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey.
Whoa, that was hard.
Who's this?
It's Gary.
Yay, congratulations. You've won yourself a Nikon Coolpix S510, courtesy of our friends at Henry's.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy it. He sounds happy. And
I would say so.
And relieved that he remembered sort of what to say. we'll let it slide. Trevor, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Trevor Sherwin from Henry's. You're welcome back anytime. And if you want to learn more about this school, is it in person or online, Trevor?
It's in person.
Yeah, in the stores.
Henrys.com/school is the site to go to. We offer these classes at almost all of our locations.
Okay.
They're about 3 hours in length and kind of get you up and running.
Awesome. Thank you again, Trevor. Thanks to Dwayne Bishop and Jill Malba for a great job. And thanks to our sponsor, Microsoft's LifeCam. Share life as it happens with live video chats over the internet. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. And you can chat for free with friends and family anywhere in the world with Windows Live Messenger. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, a special report on Israel's 60th anniversary with Michael Koren. Stay with us. Cheers.